Old Colony Housing Project in South Boston was once a decaying 16-acre development. Today, you can see it's being rebuilt and transformed. Brick has turned into new siding, concrete to grass, narrow alleys to open spaces, and it's topped with gleaming new solar panels.
And our installation here at Old Colony is providing more than 10% of the total development's electricity, and in partnership with energy efficiency programs, has really driven down the energy use here.
But what about the price? Behind the solar array is DeWitt Jones of the nonprofit Boston Community Capital, which fronted the $1 million cost to install and maintain the panels. He says it'll take about 10 years to recoup that cost.
Boston Community Capital and others, we actually own the solar panels. We aggregated all the different financial benefits, and we sell low-cost, fixed-price electricity from the panels back to the development.
The price of electricity for residents here is lower than what they'd pay the local utility company. It's a complicated setup, but one the city is encouraging.
This is really a cutting-edge example of bringing energy efficiency to an older public housing stock.
The governor has set a goal of 1,600 megawatts of solar capacity by 2020. That's about the same as two large power plants. In an effort to meet that goal, Brian Sweat of City Hall says Boston and Cambridge are providing incentives for commercial solar installation.
Every sunsplash roof in the city of Boston needs to be looked at as a potential asset to put solar panels on.
But looking around the city, you don't see many solar panels. From the historic brownstones in the Back Bay to multifamily homes in Mattapan to ranch-style houses in Hyde Park.
I think it is an ambitious goal to have something on every roof, but eventually we will. Maybe not in my lifetime, but eventually every building that has sun on the roof will have some sort of device.
Paul Lyons is a Cambridge engineer who evaluates commercial properties for solar installation. He says solar projects usually pay off in fewer than 10 years. But, Lyons says, only one out of every five consultations goes forward. That's because of the challenge of working in a historic city like Cambridge.
Usually the building itself can't support the extra weight. Structurally, the buildings, many buildings were not made for the additional load on a roof. And it's very expensive to reinforce.
While the solar panels are very light, about 3 pounds per square foot, they have to be weighted down to prevent them from flying off in New England storms. So while projects like Old Colony are success stories, the growth of urban solar relies in part on new construction. Back at the development, DeWitt Jones says solar should be showing up on all kinds of rooftops.
For the solar revolution to be really successful, we need to make sure that solar is broadly and equitably benefiting all of our residents. And especially we need to make sure that cities and their residents can participate in the benefits of solar.
Boston and Cambridge are setting a goal of 40 more solar installations, starting with nonprofits and small businesses, by the end of November. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.